Whoa, bingo.
It's all true, but Jennifer put it in the context that struck me instantly, and that is you're sitting around, you really want it, but you're not doing anything. Okay? When you put that yearning, you're longing. You know, I mean, think of all this. Yeah, you're longing. You're probably whining. That's right, Jennifer. You're whining. What are you doing? Nothing. You're feeling sorry for yourself. You're whining about it. You're pining. Remember that old word? Pining after it. But what are you actually doing? Nothing. That's what you're doing. And I got excited because suddenly, for the first time in my life, and I don't know how many decades I've known this verse of scripture. Yes, he's excited too. I was going, I get it. The destruction or the decay will come to you when you're just sitting around yearning and whining and longing, but nothing's happening. It's like he said in Proverbs that he went by the field of the slothful person and he looked at it, the thorns were up and the wall was broken down. Why? Because he didn't do anything. And I'm going, wow, that makes sense. I get it. And now, when you put it back into the context of what he said, he has bestowed upon us this divine nature. He's given to us these exceeding precious promises, and they are life, they are vitality. We are up, we are moving. So the destruction, the decay that happens when you're just sitting around longing for something and wishing it was another way, that's what the world does because they don't know God. They don't understand the life. They don't understand the power that exceeds physical reality and human knowledge. They think stuff's impossible. But you don't. Hallelujah. Now, did y'all find it from Hebrews 6? Okay. Starts off saying, be not, and the King James says, slothful. Some of the other translations say sluggish or lazy. That's exactly what we've just described. Be not sluggish or slothful. Rather, mimetase. You can hear mimetase, you can hear mimic in there, okay? That's where we get our English word mimic from. It means to emulate, to be an imitator of. Be not slothful, but be imitators, or rather be imitators of those inheriting the promises through faith. And I know I learned it. Be imitators of those who, through faith and patience, obtain the promises, right? And when I was looking at it the other day, there's several translations that do this. You change that prepositional phrase, it makes a lot more sense because you're dealing with a verb that's just a present participle active. And I know you don't care, okay? But so to read it, be not slothful, rather be imitators. Emulate those inheriting the promises through faith and patience, right? Now, here's the cool part. Well, just another cool part. The word for patience there, I expected when I went and looked at it, I figured it'd be hupomone because they translate that patience a lot. And we know hupomone is cheerful constancy. Yes, it's constancy, continuing on in the same way. Not just patience sitting around and waiting for it. I was surprised. This word is macrothumia, right? Macrothumia, I've shared with you many times. Remember, we were in epithumia just a minute ago, right? Okay. This is macrothumia. So thumia is the same thing. It's a passion. It's a stronger, intense feeling, right? Macro in the Greek is long, okay? Not big like we think of macro as being big. Makro here is in the Greek is long. So it is a long-lasting passion. And I've told you many times, to me, when somebody is passionate about something, they're enthusiastic, right? They're fired up. So I like to use the word enthusiasm. It does no harm at all. If I'm passionate about something like see me 5 minutes ago when my youngest grandson got excited with me, right? Long-lasting enthusiasm. Now, contrast what we just looked at with what we're looking at now, okay? Having escaped the decay or destruction that's in the world through just longing and yearning for things, but you're not doing anything. Here it says, don't be slothful or lazy. Don't be not doing nothing. Rather, emulate, be imitators of those who are inheriting the promises through faith and long-lasting enthusiasm. They are put in the vitality. They're energized. They are moving. They have received it. They're expecting it. They aren't sitting still, quote, in patience, longing and whining and waiting. It's epithemia, looking into the fourth verse of the second letter from Peter, first chapter. In other words, 2 Peter 1:4. Epithemia, as opposed to here in Hebrews 6:12, macrothemia, and you get almost a contrast. One is energized, one is staying enthusiastic no matter for a long time, and we're going to see in a minute, no matter how long it takes, and the other one is just sitting around going, gee, I wish it was. How cool is that? Okay. We're in 13th verse of the 6th chapter of Hebrews. For God, in making his promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so with long-lasting enthusiasm, here it changes simply from the noun to the verb. Instead of macrothumia, it's macrothumeo, which makes it a verb. It's what he did. He's doing this. He is walking in long-lasting enthusiasm. He obtained the promise.